I have an existing game company. We have lots of sort of commercially successful games. And Pink Dog Productions, Dawn Harwood Jones, she called me up. And she'd done a lot of sort of grassroots work with getting people from the community to do grassroots journalism. And it involves training people in advocacy and educational stuff in the form of grassroots video with, you know, kids from the inner city and so on. And she thought that it would be cool to focus, if possible, by making a little video game on an African-Canadian hero. And she asked me what the viability of that was. And at first I said, you know, these things are expensive. But then we thought about it and we said, you know, let's do it. This is cool. We started looking at some of these characters. And she had the kids that she worked with. They chose Richard Preston as a hero that was worth sort of pursuing in a video game character. And we looked at this guy and he was awesome. He was born in Virginia into slavery. Watched his mother get sold away and was told he was never going to see her again as a child. But it turns out that he pledged that he would. And he became illiterate and he saved, beyond all probability, enough to buy his own freedom, get his own manumission. But that's where his adventure began, because he had to work his way up to Canada, where he eventually tracked her down. In a time and place where a black person having a manumission meant nothing, and there were slave catchers all over the place who would gladly kill you or resell you. And so he worked his way up over time, working for a living and hiding and running and sneaking and learning to be a part of this network, helping others. He came up to Canada here, and to Nova Scotia, and sure enough, he found his mom years later. And so our game is a little adventure for kids, so we've got to sort of treat the subject matter with due respect, but also make it so that it's family friendly, if you can, you know. It was an interesting challenge. And you know, from the moment that he gets his manumission to the moment that he meets his mother, I think we succeeded, and I think we trained a lot of people through Pink Dog. The project was done here at our Silverback headquarters, so we had all our professionals who could mentor the project, both the technical and artistic game design elements of it. And it was 8 months of very, very hard work by the people who were doing it, 60-hour, 70-hour weeks. And I think the end result is a beautiful thing.
Talking to Willie Stevenson, the president of Silverback Productions, about the game Preston.
And I was just wondering, Willie, this is obviously some very sensitive subject matter, I guess is a good way of putting it, that deserves to, you know, be treated with respect. At the same time, you're also trying to produce a game, a sort of a medium where, I guess, fun is, I guess, sort of the expected outcome that most people would want out of this when they pop in a piece of software like this. So I'm just wondering, how do you balance everything? How do you keep Preston being fun, but also still show that respect that obviously Richard Preston deserves?
Well, first and foremost, we consulted with the experts. There's a community of very, very knowledgeable experts in African history, and we sat down with them at the beginning and throughout, and we said, look, here's some stories, here's how we want to treat them. There are adventures, you know, I mean, being chased through the woods by dogs is an adventure, and it can be made into a compelling video game. You know, trying to save a baby from a burning house, trying to find out who to trust, who you can communicate with. I mean, it's all sort of little role-playing adventures. So we asked the experts and we asked the people who are front and foremost of the African community here, and when we tested it repeatedly, we had people on the team who were black and could speak to that whole angle of things. I think the non-black team members were always looking to pull punches a little bit or be a little bit reverent or afraid to use words that we consider offensive, whereas the black team members were always telling us, no, go there. That's important. That's part of the educational element of this. So, for instance, you know, the use of the word boy, my instinct as a father is to say, well, do kids really need to go there at this point? The answer was always, yes, they do. I mean, that's the least of it. We're not showing lynchings. We're not showing whippings. We're implying that they're a threat. But a PG version of the slave era is a challenging thing to do. And I think just bringing the community in as consultants was critical.
You know, Willie, I was just thinking to myself that to make a PG version of this is it sounds like a very difficult task, because obviously it wasn't a very PG subject matter, let's say, when it was happening. But now that you have made this game, what's the goal for you guys? I mean, is it just sort of, are you guys hoping to just get it out there and educate people? Or is this like any other video game release where you're trying to, rack up the sales and get your investment back?
No, certainly we'll never get our financial investment back. That wasn't the point. We spent, a lot of money, and I know Pink Dog did too. The point was is to make a product that can be used for educational reasons. And I think you'll have to ask Pink Dog directly about this. They own the final product. We made it so that it was, PC, Mac, Android, and iPad friendly. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to release it through a website where you can download it on the website. And I think teachers and students will have access to it for free. And we're actually working with school boards to make sure that everything is school friendly. And I think that's the target right there. And I think it works because, I'm a father and I played with my son, and I've never really talked too much about that era of our history. And I was forced to, look at some ugly truths and talk about some ugly thing, which was a healthy thing for my son and I to do. And I think something like this can only serve as a primer for those discussions. And I think it will be very effective as that in the school system.
Talking to Willie Stevenson, the president of Silverback Productions, about the game Preston. Willie, if people want to play it right now, is it available? Can they get their hands on it right now, or will it be available in a matter of time?
It'll be available shortly. It's certainly finished right now. It's going through a stringent testing, both by academic people who are assessing it for its academic viability and for technical reasons. So I think you should talk to Pink Dog, but it's a matter of weeks before the site goes up. And then people can get their hands on the game. And, to be fair, it's a simple game, and it was done by people who had just been trained. But I think even with that in mind, it's a beautiful piece of work. And there's the art is beautiful. The gameplay is beautiful. And, I just showed it to two women, one of whom was black. And the first scene alone brought tears to her eyes. And it's a scene where Preston is watching Richard, as he's known there, because he had no name, no last name at the time. He's watching his mother get sold, and even when I watch it, tears come to my eyes. It's for that reason, it's working. I think it goes a little bit beyond Pac-Man or Super Mario Brothers as far as emotional resonance. But talk to Pink Dog about availability and downloadability. But it's imminent because the game is ready. It's finished.